Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you all. Your lordship comes to you in the form of Mr. Tommy Lorenzo Hart, a former Christian preacher minister. He is author of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. My Lord would like to share the findings of his 38-year study on the contents of the book commonly known as the King James Bible, but which Mr. Hart says is the Vatican's one and only authorized version of the Bible. Our Father is not a Christian or a religionist. He has come to unravel Vatican deception by decrypting Bible content. Our Lord brings to light the secrets of the Vatican and reveals the now 400-year stratagem with the level-headed study and analysis unlike any other. His Excellency unscrambles the authorized version's confusing text and separates truth from fiction. He defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, and God. His premise, the King James Version, written in 1611, is a book of law, the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white. The Vatican is a governmental body, institution, for the purpose of subjugating all non-white people and undermining all whom they call black or African people worldwide through what Vatican law deemed the curse, all while hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion, using the Bible in perversity and deceit. Mr. Hart's bibliography is the King James Bible, the authorized version of the Roman Catholic Church, a product of the Vatican. So without further ado, I want to introduce the host of the show, my Lord, Tommy Hart. Father, are you with us?
Yes, I am here. Thank you so very much, Mr. Welch. Yes, we are here for another episode of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. And we're going to get started with the substance here. I first want to present the statement in Hebrews 8:11. Hebrews 8:11. And it's past midway the verse. It's three words, which says, know the Lord. That's a commandment. Know the Lord. All right. We move from there to 2 Corinthians 5:16. Know the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:16. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man. Just that. Henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. We can put the words in order to read, we know no man. By the content that I have put in these now more than 50 episodes of Lawmaster's broadcasts, God is knowable. God is knowable. And this is the papacy's and Gentiles' acknowledgement, whereby they say, we know no man. No man, as I have said before, is the Bible's secret name for God. no man, secret name for God. So they speak of God in the Authorized Version Bible, at times using the term no man. Know the Lord, we know no man. Commandment, acknowledgement. Second Chronicles 32:29. Second Chronicles 32:29. And in that statement, at the end of the statement, the last statement of the 29th verse, 2 Chronicles 32, says, God had given him substance very much. God had given him very much substance. The word substance there means real content. The papacy speaks to God by means of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. The papacy has called God. That call is in the AVB. God has seen and heard the call. Excuse me. And God has responded to the papacy's request and call. Jeremiah 48, I believe. Jeremiah 48, verse 19. Jeremiah 48:19. The last three words of the verse is a question. And the question is, what is done? With God having seen and heard the call of the papacy set forth in the AVB, what is done? What has God done? That statement in 2 Chronicles 32:29 gives an answer. It says God had given him very much substance. God had given the papacy very much real content. I'd like to get a verse here. Okay, Exodus 19:19. What is done? God has given the papacy and the Gentiles very much substance. Exodus 19:19. The last six words in the verse says, God answered him by a voice. God has answered the papacy by a voice. With my voice here on Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast, I have given answer to the papacy. I have responded to the papacy's call and request. I have answered the papacy by a voice. And this voice here on this Lawmaster's Law of God program is one voice. And, of course, I have sent to the papacy some 4 or 5 years ago a document. And in that document, I also answered the papacy. I answered the papacy by a voice, by the voice of that document. So by the voice of a document, and by the voice of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast, I have answered the papacy, and I have given the papacy very much real substance with regard and in regard to the things that the papacy has asked me and requested that I do in the AVB. And while I'm on that topic, I move to Romans 1. Romans 1, verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it to them. Okay? God has given the papacy and the Gentiles very much substance. God has answered the papacy's call and request by a voice. God has shown them things that may be known of God. Also, that which may be known of God is also in the Scriptures. The Scriptures. Okay, the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 5:1. In Hebrews 5:1, there is the fragment, things pertaining to God. Things pertaining to God, Hebrews 5:1. The Bible speaks very much of things pertaining to God. That which may be known of God is manifest in them, the Scriptures. The Scriptures of the AVB, the Scriptures of the Bible, things pertaining to God. God has given them the Vatican and the Gentiles very much substance. God has answered by a voice. That which may be known of God is manifest in the Scriptures and also in the voice of God. Are the voices of God, the document coming from God, and the many episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast, things which be known, which may be known of God. God has showed them. God has even shown them and given to them his name. And you can see the name of God on Lawmaster's page in the description beside the picture. The name of God is given. Okay, the law speaks of things pertaining to God, and that's the law of God coming from the Scriptures, because the Pope and the Gentiles, God's servants, are to be doing what? Let's move to Hebrews 8:6. Hebrews 8:6. Okay. They are to be, excuse me, that's Hebrews 9:6. Hebrews 9:6, because the Pope and the Gentiles, God's servants, are to be doing this, the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the last five words of Hebrews 9:6. They are to be accomplishing the service of God. These things are written in the book of the law of God, B-A-Z-B. Gentiles are to be accomplishing the service of God. And we go to Matthew 3:15. Matthew 3:15, the scripture says, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. That's in that statement. The papacy is speaking to all Gentiles, saying, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. The Gentiles are to be accomplishing the service, the work concerning and relating to and having to do with God. Okay? It becomes them to fulfill all righteousness. Psalm 105:27. Psalm 105:27. Listen, they showed his signs among them. They showed his signs among them. And I'm speaking to all people. The Gentiles are supposed to be accomplishing the service of God. So far, the Gentiles have been silent. The papacy and the Gentiles have been silent with respect to God's work, with respect to my speaking to them on this program. They thus far have been silent. Now, silence is an obstruction to the progress of the work of God. That's not good. Rather than accomplishing the service of God, the Gentiles are silent. The papacy is silent. I have not heard from them. Okay? And that is not good. But here in Psalm 105, verse 27, it says, they showed his signs among them. In the scriptures, in another scripture, they have said, let us know what is good among ourselves. Now they show his signs among them, or they show his signs among themselves. Scripture tells on them. This information coming from God that I have presented and that I still do present is very important to the papacy and the Gentiles. The AVB is 400 years old today. Not today, but this year, 400 years old this year. And as I noted earlier, they called God, they, the papacy, the Gentiles, called God. They called God with a purpose. They called God to come and to do certain things, one of which is to reign over them. They have confessed, they, the papacy, has confessed, speaking for itself and the Gentiles, that they, those of the papacy and the Gentiles, are wicked. That they have confessed to God. That confession is in the AZB. I have before given the scriptural reference for that confession. Okay. And for Bible content to be fulfilled, for Bible content to be in the process of being fulfilled, is very exciting news to the papacy. Don't be misled by their silence. It is very important news for them, because their book, their Bible, they have prophesied certain things. And for those prophecies, any of those prophecies to become fulfilled, that's a big thing with them. Those are the papacy and the Gentiles. That's a very big thing. Here it says, Psalm 105:27, they showed his signs among them. I understand that to say that, just as I'm saying, this is great news to them, the Gentiles, those are the papacy. 400 years old this year, the AVB, this revised translation, revised English translation of the Bible, 400 years old, and for them to receive the voice of God, the one they have called and prophesied and spoken so much of in the AVB, that's great news to them. Don't be misled by their silence at this time. Big, big news. Okay? Luke 4:41. Let's see. Luke 4:41. Last statement in the verse 41, Luke chapter 4. They knew that he was Christ. Okay? Now, the old Christ has been the Pope, the living, sitting, reigning Pope. The Gentiles, all Gentiles, have been commanded to render to God the things that are God's. One of the things that belonged to God is the Christ title. I have shown before where the Christ title is rendered to God in judgment. The Christ title is rendered to God. And God can do what he wants to with the Christ title. The Pope is stripped of the title of Christ, and that title has been rendered to God and me. Okay, they knew that he was Christ. Christ is a title belonging to God. Render the things that are God to God. Okay, so keep up with me as I speak about the old God, the God of the old regime, and the new God. The new God would be a reference to me, and the God of the old regime would be a reference to those of the papacy, those popes of the papacy, the succession of popes, if you will, with the title being given to the sitting living pope. But as I said, that title has been rendered to God, the new God. Okay? But what's my point? We know no man, the statement coming from 2 Corinthians, they knew that he was Christ. The Gentiles and the Vatican, the Pope, have this information constituting the voice of God. Luke 4:12, the scripture says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. The word tempt there means to provoke. Provoke means to, meaning to anger, irritate. That's the commandment the Pope and other Gentiles shall not tempt the Lord their God. They have knowledge that I am here, and they have the law. This law has been in the AVP. We know for 400 years since the revision, the English revision, that is, of the AVB. And they have had this law of God all this time. They have been in expectancy. They have been expecting God for a long, long time. We know ever since this revised English translation of the Bible in the AVB. That's 400 years at least. They have been expecting God. Okay? And God has come and God has answered the call. Okay? And for them, for all this time to be silent to God, the scripture tells them. It actually reproves them. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Okay. Luke 24:31. Luke 24:31. They knew him. Okay, they knew that he was Christ. They know no man. They knew him. The Bible, in the Bible, they have signs. There are signs. Signs of the presence of God. No man fits the bill for God. By my work, they know God. The Pope and the Gentiles know God by my work. By my work, God is known. The signs are fulfilled. And by the signs, they know that God is present here on earth in me. These are things the Pope and the Gentiles know, okay? And I'm telling you, other people, okay? They knew him. The acknowledgement, we know no man. No man being a nickname for God. Luke 24:35. And they told what things were done in the way. They know no man. They know about the Christ title being given to God, being given to no man. They knew him, for God answered by a voice. And as I said, I have answered by two voices, the voice of this program and the voice of a document that I sent to the Vatican about 4 or 5 years ago. They told what things were done. And the statement I read a few minutes ago regarding the signs, they showed his signs among them. And now, here in Luke 24:35, they told what things were done. They speak of the things I am doing, they being the Pope and other Gentiles. They show the signs, and they speak of the things that I am doing and that I have done. Again, my point is, do not be misled by their present silence. Okay? Okay, Luke 4:28 or Luke 13:17, which of these statements fit you? Let's look at Luke 4:28 first. Okay, Luke 4:28. This is the first statement. Does this statement fit you? When they heard these things, They were filled with wrath. When you've heard the things that I speak, you have been following the program, you listen, are you filled with wrath as you hear these things coming from God? Or does this passage fit you? Luke 13:17. Luke 13:17. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. The by him is a reference to God in me with respect to the work that I have done and am doing with Bible content. All the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Which passage fits you? The first one, 4:28, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, or this Luke 13:17, are you one of those who rejoices as you hear these things, and you rejoice when you hear these things? Which one? I hope it's the latter. I hope you are in this group. All the people rejoice for all the glorious things that I have done and am doing. Okay? I remind you of the statement, which is a fragment that I showed earlier, things pertaining to God. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with things pertaining to God. The statement, know the Lord, that commandment, has to do with God and you. Okay? They know no man. That statement has to do with God, and it has to do with you. All right? Even this statement, all the people rejoice. All the people rejoice for all the glorious things that are done by me. I hope you are in that group. Okay? Now, Luke 12:57. Luke 12:57. It's the last part of verse 57. The scripture says, judge ye not what is right. Judge, and that's a question. Do you not judge what is right? I have shown the call of God on this program. I have given the signs of God on this program, the signs and wonders. I have shown the promises concerning God. I have shown many things. I've shown the papal curse, which is against black people. I have shown the Passover law that has proceeded from the Vatican. I have shown many things. And not to mention the things that the scriptures say God will do. I have shown those things. Many of them. Many. So the scripture now asks, do you not judge what is right? It's easy to see that I am doing what the Bible bids me do. It's easy to see that I am carrying out Bible instructions. Okay? It's easy to see that I put Bible, the content relative to the different issues, Bible issues, I put that content in order, and I clarify Bible content. I make Bible content easy to understand by my work. And there's a commandment which I have presented on this program that says, believe the works. Believe the works that come from the man, if you want to call him a man, and the Bible calls him God. Believe the works. Okay? Believe the works, know the Lord. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Do you not judge what is right? In other words, you have a responsibility you have a responsibility to know whether the things I speak are right or not right. And you have a responsibility to do that and follow that which is right. You have the responsibility of knowing that which is right based on the facts, Bible facts. And you are responsible. You are responsible. Doesn't matter what the next person does or doesn't do. You are responsible. And you are either wicked or you're behaving in a righteous manner. It becometh us, Scripture says, of the people, Pope included, to fulfill all righteousness. Okay, do you not judge what is right? Luke, okay, I've read that. Luke 12:37. Listen. Okay, as I said, the Vatican put in the AVB a call for God, a call intended for to be received by God. Okay. Those of the papacy and the Gentiles have been in a state of expectancy. They have been looking for God. They have been expecting this God to hear the call and answer the call. So, being in a state of expectancy, the Gentiles have been waiting. The Gentiles throughout Bible content have been commanded to watch. They showed the signs among them. They have been commanded to watch. Watch for what? Watch for the sign of the presence of God on earth where no man is, no man in the neglect of God. Okay? Scripture says, Luke 12:37, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. I asked minutes ago, what group are you in? Are you in the group that the word of God has angered you? Or are you in the group that rejoices to hear these things coming from God? Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Of course, Scripture doesn't stop there. It stops there in that statement right there. But watching and what? Doing, fulfilling all righteousness. See the signs, and they should have, the people should have the what? Proper, appropriate response to the sign. Rejoicing, accepting, and responding to God. Doing the service of God. Doing, accomplishing the service of God. And let me move on. But that's a good statement. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching and have a proper response. Okay? Now, there's a papal statement in Scripture that says, follow me, where the papacy commands the Gentiles to follow the Lord. Okay? The Lord says this in Proverbs 8:20. Proverbs 8:20. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment. Okay? I lead in the way of righteousness. That's what I wanted to. That's what I want to relate. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Let me read this statement here. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. As I said, the papal call for God in the AVB has been there for hundreds of years in the AVB. In the beginning was the Word. God saw the Word. God saw the call. God responded to the call. So God was not negligent. God did the proper thing. He considered the call, regarded the request, and he responded. God answered him by a voice. In the beginning was the Word. There was the Word. Part of that Word being the call for God. In the beginning. The Word was with God. One definition of the word with is about, concerning. So, the Word was with God. The Word was about God, concerning God. I teach that every week on this program, the Word that is with God, the Word that has to do with God. And it says, the Word was God. I have said that we are in a transitional period right now. And I have said that this government, the law, constituting the law of God, is in power at this time. That word is in power. That word concerning God is in power at this time. That word tells the Gentiles, the rulers, kings, queens, princes, the Pope, it says, render to God the things that are God's. That's a part of that word, or this word which Scripture speaks of. The Word was God. In this interim period, this transitional period, the Word of God is supreme. And it will remain so until God is in power, is actually and physically in power. The Word was with God. Another definition of the word with is in support of. This word that has been in the, from the beginning, is in support of God, it's about God, instructional. It gives instructions to the people. It gives instructions to the Pope. It gives instructions to kings, princes, presidents, premiers, etc., to the rulers, those in high position, those that are high. It gives instructions. And to those that are low, it gives instructions. The word of God. Now, what is this beginning? This beginning is a reference to this period that we are in right now. In the beginning of the way of God, God has come, and there is a new beginning. There is another beginning in that God is here, and it is now the beginning of the reign of God. God in the papal call has been called to reign. Who shall he reign over? Romans. Romans chapter 15. He that shall rise, 15 verse 12, Romans. He that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust, the word of God. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. The word says, speaks of God as being he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, and this that God in me. He that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, instruction in him shall the Gentiles trust. The Gentiles shall trust in him that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? The Gentiles are those who go by the alias white people. Okay? 1 Corinthians 15, he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. 1 Corinthians 15, 25, for he must reign. God must reign. And the word of God right now must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. Verse 27, 1 Corinthians 15, for he has put all things under his feet. The word of God, one of its purposes is to bring into subjection, to bring all into subjection, or under the authority of God. Objection to God, all are to be under the authority, under the rule of God. So, right now, the government of God is in power. And you are either obeying the government of God or you are resisting the government of God. And the things the word tells you to do. Wow, this time has gone so fast. Okay? So, we have an understanding of the beginning of the reign of the new God, the beginning of the end, or the end of the old regime, papal regime. Okay? Its end. And the beginning of the reign of God, with the word of God in this transitional period being supreme. And that word of God is in support of God. That word of God is for God. That word of God is of highest authority. And and the Gentiles are subject to the word of God. America's motto, the United States of America, its motto, in God we trust. The scripture declares all things are now ready. All things are now ready. Even the U.S. has as its motto, in God we trust. What Romans 15 said, he that and speaking of him that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, God in me, it says, in him shall the Gentiles trust. The Gentiles shall trust in him. Psalm 9:10. Okay, Psalm 9:10. I can, some of these things I can quote, some of them I can't. But I like to turn to them to give you the opportunity to turn to them so you can see that these things are scriptural. These things say, the scripture says these things. And if the scripture says these things, then the law says these things because scripture is law. The Bible is a law book. The AVB, Authorized Version Bible, is a law book. Real quickly, Deuteronomy 26:31. Deuteronomy 26:31. I wrote down the verses and did not write down the chapter. Okay, but the statement says it's in Deuteronomy. It's two verses, verse 26 and verse 31. Those two verses say this to me: take this book of the law, and I will be with thee. And that's what I've done. I've taken this book of the law, the Authorized Version Bible. I've analyzed its substance. I have put its substance in order. I have believed its substance. And substance there meaning real content. And the Lord has promised me, saying, I will be with thee. And that's what we have. That's what we have in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Okay? And it's clear. It's clear, very clear, that the Word is with God. The law is in support of God. God is set up by the law. God is set up on high by the law of God. That word that has been in the beginning, and the word that is with God, and the word that was God or is God right now, of highest authority, the word of God. And the word of God, follow this, the word of God gives all authority to God. Okay. Now let me go through these statements here. I read Proverbs 8:20, where the word says, I lead the way of righteousness. Proverbs 11:4. And we're going to go over, because I want to finish this, Proverbs 11:4. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Proverbs 12:28. In the way of righteousness is life. and the way of righteousness is life. I have called for the Pope, Pope Benedict XVI, and the kings and queens, princes, rulers, to come to me. None of them have come thus far. Not a one has come to me thus far. I even called Prince Charles and his two sons. Not a one has come thus far. In the way of righteousness is life. Doing that which is right. Doing that which is lawful and right, as Scripture says. It's lawful that they come to me. It's right that they come to me, because the Word of God says it is. And they have not come. But Scripture says, the papal statement says, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Are they fulfilling righteousness, or are they doing evil, wickedness? One or the other. Okay? That's Proverbs 12:28. In the way of righteousness is life. Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Let me read verse 35. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causes shame. The word of God has declared God the one king over all the earth. Proverbs 25:5. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his God's throne, the king, God who is king, his throne shall be established in righteousness. But look at that part, that first part. Take away the wicked from before the king. Those whom I have called, I bid you come. Oh, let's hear from Mr. Welch. Mr. Welch.
Thank you, Father. To the listeners, if you would like to receive your copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, go to www.lawmaster.co. That's www.lawmaster.co. On the left side of the webpage, click the manuscript and the PayPal button inscribed Donate. For a $12 donation, you will be redirected to a link and download your very own copy in PDF format. Also, become a member to the website and post videos, photos, and take advantage of the links, free books, and email feature amongst members. You can also visit us on YouTube. Go to www.youtube.com/lawofgods. Again, youtube.com/lawofgods. One word. You can find Mr. Hart on Facebook. Simply type The Book of the Law of God. You may post on the news feed any stories, links, videos, and articles relating to the context of the show. Feel free to start discussions, ask questions, make comments, and dialogue. You can now follow His Excellency on Twitter. That's twitter.com. Search Tommy L. Hart. Again, Tommy L. Hart. You will find these links here on the show page. And remember, keep listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Back to you, my lord.
Thank you, Mr. Welch. Thank you so very much. And we are excited here at Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. We're excited, and we know we have something good because what we have is the Word of God. That word that is that a new beginning. The Word of God has set and declared a new beginning. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So take heed to all of the announcements, please. Take heed to the announcements. Proverbs 25:5. I read that. Let's move on. Isaiah 5:16. And we're just about to wrap it up. Isaiah 5:16. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. The thing speaks for itself. The statement speaks for itself. Isaiah 11:4. But with righteousness shall he, God, judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The word of God. Says the word of God, that is. Isaiah 45:19. The last statement in the verse, I declare things that are right. The word of God, I declare things that are right. Psalm 15:1-3. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? When the statement says Lord here, it's talking to me. Okay? The word of God has declared me Lord. Go back into the episodes, download them, listen to them, study them, heed them. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness. Remember the statement, the papal statement to the Gentiles, it becometh them to fulfill all righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes, this is verse 4, a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. Psalm 103, verse 6. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Verse 22, Psalm 103, bless the Lord all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless, make happy, make prosperous. Proverbs 8:13 on pride. Proverbs 8:13. And I told you I have called certain ones. It's in the episodes. They can be downloaded and listened to. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate, says the word of God. Proverbs 11:2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. And I speak to those who I have called, and they have not heeded the call. Those who I have summoned, and they have ignored and disregarded the summons. Proverbs 13:10. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 29:23. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Proverbs 11:5. On wickedness. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. Proverbs 13:6. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. For God to call and for the call to not come is sin. Okay? A transgression of the law. The Bible says, the word of God says, whatsoever God has said, do. Proverbs 26:26. Whose hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. Jeremiah 14:16. Last statement in the verse, I will pour their wickedness upon them. Psalm 5:4. The word of God speaks to me, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. Genesis 6:5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. I'm not going to make any statement on that. We just hear the word of God. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. I'll stop there. Let me read these three statements, though. Revelation 16:5. Revelation 16:5, and the word of God speaks to me, "Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art." Revelation 15:3-4, great scripture still speaks to me, "Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways." And Deuteronomy 32:3-4. Scripture says, "I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he." That's our program for today. Mr. Welch, you can take us on out. Mr. Welch, are you there? Okay, I don't think he's there. So that's the program for today. Remember the announcements that Mr. Welch gave us, gave you, and do accordingly, please. And until the next time, hope to see you next week, same time. Thank you.